This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. In this week's Parsha, the Pasuk speaks about the Keteres that is brought every day, half in the morning and half in the afternoon, as the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Kach lecho samim, notov u'shecheles v'chelbeno, samim u'levoy nezako, ve'osisa oisa keteres. At the end of Musaf on Shabbos, and daily according to Minhag Svard, we recite Pitum HaKeteres, a passage describing the contents and the making of the Keteres. But we precede Pitum HaKeteres with a declaration of Hashem's greatness by saying, Ein kelekeinu, ein kadoinenu, ein kemalkeinu. What is the connection between Pitum HaKeteres and Ein kelekeinu? Which we do not find that we say Ein kelekeinu before we mention any other carbon. So why specifically is Ein kelekeinu said before Pitum HaKeteres? The Gemara in Yuma Daf Chavav tells us that no kohen was allowed to offer the Keteres more than once in his lifetime, because the avodah of the Keteres had a special power to bring riches to whoever was zeicha to perform it. And therefore, in order to give other kahanim a chance, nobody was permitted to do it a second time. Based on this, the Noidib Yehuda in Aruch Chaim Perek Aleph Simen Yud says, the Gemara says that when there was no Beis HaMikdash, one who recited the psukim of the karbonos is considered as if he brought that carbon. Kala oisik b'parshas oila, ki ilu hikav oila, kala oisik b'parshas chatas, ki ilu hikav chatas. Says the Noidib Yehuda, one who says Pitum HaKeteres is also considered as if he brought the Keteres, and that will bring him wealth as if he brought the actual Keteres. Our Chacham were afraid that this person who becomes wealthy because he said Pitum HaKeteres may attribute his good fortune to Koichi V'yotzim Yadi, his own work, his own intelligence. And therefore the Chachamim instituted, before saying Pitum HaKeteres, one should first declare Hashem's greatness, Ein kelekeinu, Ein kadeinenu, to remind him that any wealth that may arise is all from Hashem, Ein kelekeinu, Ein kadeinenu, and not Koichi V'yotzim Yadi. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that Moshe said to Hashem, if you do not forgive Klal Yisrael for the Aveir of the Egel, Mecheinina Misifrucha Asher Kasafta, erase my name from the Torah you wrote. The Arizal writes that Moshe contained within him a spark of the Neshama of Noach, and part of Moshe's mission in his life was to rectify certain mistakes made by Noach. The Zohar points out that in the Haftarah for Parshas Noach, in Yeshayah Perek Nun Dalet Pasuk Tes, the Mabul is referred to as Mei Noach, the waters of Noach. Now that seems interesting, because Noach was the only one found to be righteous in his generation. Tamim Hayu B'day Reisav. Why blame the Mabul on him by calling it Mei Noach? Why not call it after the Rishoyim of his generation, who were responsible for bringing about the Mabul through their Averis? Says the Zohar that during the 120 years that Noach was busy building the Teva, he did not daven for the generation that they should do tshuva, nor was he successful in influencing even a single person to do tshuva. Had he been more concerned about his generation, he might have been more successful in his outreach mission. And since he was not concerned enough about his dar, the Mabul is memorialized as Mei Noach, as if Noach had a hand in bringing about the Mabul. Moshe, who had an element in his neshama connecting him to Noach, came to correct Noach's lack of concern for others. And we find this in many places. We find the Parsha Shemois when Moshe was growing up in Paris Palace. The Pasuk says, Vayetze el Echov, Vayar b'sivloisam. Moshe went out to his brothers and saw their work. As Rashi explains, Nosan eino v'libay lios meitzer aleihem. He was focused on being pained by the suffering of Klal Yisrael and embarked on a mission to erase their pain. He was concerned about other people. Also, Noach built the Teva for 120 years. Those 120 years, where he was unable to affect others in a positive way to do tshuva, were rectified by the 120 years that Moshe lived and cared for others. The 120 years of Moshe rectified the 120 years of Noach building the Teva and not affecting other people. And finally, Moshe's ultimate dedication to Klal Yisrael was by the Egel, where he said to Hashem, if you do not forgive the Yidden, erase me from your Sefer Torah. Mecheni na misifrucha asher kasafta. The word Mecheni spells Me Noyach, because by caring for Klal Yisrael, by advocating on their behalf, by coming in their defense, he was machaper for Noyach, who did not do enough for his dar. Mechenina is Me Noyach, Moshe's ultimate kapara for Noyach.